Blog Talk Radio.
Mr. Pop.
Views and opinions of this show do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of this network and its affiliates.
Friday, ladies and gentlemen. Again, welcome to your morning cup of sports. I'm Farmer. You got Snoozy Evans over there somewhere. Snoozy, are you around, brother?
Don't do that again. Please spare us. Good morning.
What's
good
up,
morning,
Snoozy?
Farmer. How you doing today, man?
Yeah, I'm good, bro. I'm living the dream, kicking the dog every now and then in the morning to wake her up and And what should I never do again?
You know, that whole Friday.
Friday! Thursday!
Yeah, well.
It's TIT. Thank God it's Thursday.
No, I was waiting for you to go left field already on that one.
No. Too early for left field action, especially just getting on the air. Well, I just want to let everybody know that you're listening to your morning cup of sports on Radio AFS, BlogTalk.com, Fatboy Media, DRCP Army. If you haven't found us on Facebook, find us. Your morning cup of sports. Like us. Comment. We'll comment back. Find us on Twitter. I know we don't promote Twitter that much, but we are on Twitter. Or just go to your Google search and just type in Radio AFS and follow everything that Radio AFS does, because you're going to find us every morning. 7 o'clock here on the West Coast, 10 o'clock on the East Coast, on your morning cup of sports on RadioAFS.com.
And don't worry, all you people that are in between the coasts, you're still in there somewhere. Figure it out.
Right. Figure it out. Here, I can help you. 7, 8, 9, 10. There you go.
It's very simple. And some of you might not even have to take off your socks and shoes to figure that one out.
Woo! I didn't. Mommy, wow, I'm a big kid now. I can do math.
How was your night, man?
It was, I'm nursing this cold. Got double ear infection. Now running, the snot going down to my throat. So I'm starting to get a sore throat, a little catch in my throat. So now I'm coughing like I smoke 20 packs a day, and I've never smoked a day in my life. And other than that, I'm doing good, man. I got the bus races this weekend. Going to go watch some bus racing. Or going a different way into Idaho. Not Idaho, but Idaho. There's the monster truck rally ram jam thingamabobbers. So I kind of got me some good fuckery around me today or this weekend. I got bus races, monster truck races. Which way does Farmer want to go?
Yeah, I'm excited for that. I'm ready to see that live video. You might not have planned on doing, but you're doing. You've been voluntold to do it. I want to see these bus races,
one?
Man. The bus races.
Well, they're kind of at the same time, brother. Monster trucks, vroom, vroom, vroom. Bus racing.
How are you going to do that at the same time? I mean, monster trucks, yeah, everybody loves monster trucks. How cool would it be to see, bus races? I remember when we were kids riding the bus to school, and we had this one turn that the bus driver always went around, and it felt like the bus was going to tip. So right as they hit it, everybody would shoot to the one side of the bus thinking that, we were going to cause enough for it to tip over. That would have, at least saved us a day or two. If you could fake a good enough injury or get a good enough injury, maybe get a 3 or 4 day week out of it, but it never happened.
Right. So the bus races are at the Super Oval in Spokane, Washington. The monster truck racing is at the State Line Racing Center, which is in Idaho. So, kind of got to depend on which way I want to go. Kind of depends on what the kids want to do. Got my kids this weekend, so if they want to watch the bus go roundy, 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 we'll go watch the buses go roundy, roundy, roundy. Or if they want to go watch the monster truck smash on some things, we'll go watch the monster trucks.
You're on one today. You're stuttering Fridays and Thursdays, and now we're talking roundy, roundy, roundy. This is not the typical farmer we've had for the last, this whole week, really. Even in the beginning of the week, you weren't all roundy, roundy, roundy.
Right? But hey, man, you're roundy, 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 the buses go, or smashy, smashy, smashy. The monster trucks go. So we got to figure it out, just kind of giving some mental pictures for people of what buses do. They go roundy, 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 round the track. Yeah. I'm starting to feel better, B. You know, it may not sound like it in my voice or in the green room when I call you every word besides Brian or B. Evans, because you're making me get up a half hour earlier than what I want to do. But that's okay.
Oh, I'm making you, huh?
Yeah. Someone's making me.
Oh, listen to you. All right, so I'm
my alarm clock
here.
That goes ba-bling, 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 ba-bling is making me get up.
I got to jump into this, man. I got to talk about the two teams that are all over the news right now, all over Twitter, man, blowing up our Twitter like crazy. And that would be the Pirates and the Dodgers. Now,
all right.
For those of you who did not catch the game, Rich Hill, pitcher for the Dodgers, is the only pitcher in the last 100 seasons to throw at least 9 innings, allow one or fewer hits with no walks, and still lose. So, last night...
That's tough.
Yes, this last night is the first time in Major League Baseball history that a walk-off home run has broken up a no-hit bid. Now, so the Dodgers are kicking ass, dude. This guy, I was watching some of the clips of his just watching some of the clips of the game, and I mean, they had no hits. The team was kicking ass, man. No hits at all. The whole game, at the end, very last few, I mean, it was the 10th inning, I think it was?
Yeah.
And they get a home run. The Pirates pulled a home run, and yeah, I mean, that's got to suck, dude. That's got to really, really suck. Yep, it was a no-hit, who was it? Josh Harrison. Sorry, I lost the name for a minute. Josh Harrison comes up to the plate and sent the Pirates to a 1-0 win over the Dodgers.
That right there is a bloody, bloody shame, I tell you.
It's
a sad day for that pitcher, man.
Oh, my. How pissed off would you be? I mean, obviously, you know, Harrison's happy. He made a record. You know, he set a record, being the first time ever in history for it to be done. And
right.
Then you've got Mr. Rich Hill, who's pitched this entire game. Well, the Dodgers in general. I can't just say Rich Hill because, I mean, he obviously did something right because he did an awesome job. But the team, man, that's when that team rallies together and they kick ass. All their chips
right.
just fall into place. I mean, they got the right hands being dealt that game. And then at the end, they're waiting for that ace of spades.
Why does it always got to be the right hand, bro?
At the end of the game, man, they're waiting on that ace of spades and they got dealt a 3 of clubs.
What if it's a left-handed dealer? Why couldn't it be the left hand of the game?
Well, I mean, I guess it could be either if you're ambidextrous, right?
Right. But yet you just want to, you know, just shoot for, you know, the right hand. You know, don't do dirty on left-handed people. That's not cool, man. I'm offended. I'm offended by right-handed people.
Oh. And just to let you know, apparently, you do not have to have a big name and a whole bunch of money to be able to start a bunch of controversy, to start the money for a big fight, to actually get in the ring with Floyd Mayweather. Because at his most recent news conference, that was yesterday, I think it was. Yeah, yesterday,
yep.
They had a news conference. It was kind of like one final meeting between him and Floyd Mayweather and Conor McGregor. He had a heckler out in the crowd, and he started getting all, you know, shitty about it, and was like, I want to meet up with you. So he's telling him he wants to meet up with him after the fight. So apparently all you got to do is go and say some hurtful things to Floyd Mayweather and, you know, throw a book at him and tell him to read the first five words, I guess. I don't know. And then
there you go.
Look at that. You get to fight
with
Floyd Mayweather.
An inspirational quote for the pitcher that fucked up his perfect season or his perfect game. Just remember, you are a kernel of corn in the digestive tract of life. Things may get shitty. Don't worry. You'll make it out whole.
Oh, that's messed up. That's so messed up.
What do you need, man? It's true. It's the truth.
And talking about shitty in the Browns, DeShone Kizer was named their starting quarterback for the third preseason game. So are you still taking them for that W?
I'm still taking them for the dub-dub. I don't know. What is it with me and, like, stuttering words today? Dub-dub and, you know, roundy-roundy-roundy and smashy-smashy-smashy. Oh, it's one of them days, I think.
You are on what?
I am.
Oh, man.
Shaking and baking, baby. Shaking and baking.
So, I'm looking at the upcoming weeks of football and the first few weeks of the regular season. And we're looking at a good possibility here that in week one, the Cowboys and the Giants might be missing, each team might be missing their star player. The Giants, obviously, Odell Beckham Jr. is out on that injury right now with his ankle. May or may not be there in time. We don't know.
He's getting
and
a rubdown for sure.
Right. And we've also got the accused of assault or domestic violence, but it didn't happen, but he's still not allowed to play. Still don't know how that's working out there for you. I think Jerry Jones's haircut might be all kinds of messed up. Too messed up to be functioning. You know, it's causing his brain not to function worse than what it already doesn't function. So we're looking at the Giants and the Cowboys week one with no star player in Odell Beckham Jr. or Ezekiel Elliott. So how's that going to play out for them?
Well, you know, the Cowboys have definitely much more weapons than, you know, Ezekiel Elliott. And this kind of pains me to even say that because us being diehard Niner fans, anything positive about the Cowboys is nothing positive. But, you know, I think that they have a good core running back, running backs that will, you know, take out the load, you know, that Ezekiel Elliott will do. But, you know, they still got Jason Witten. They still got Stonehands, Dez Bryant, and that type of thing. So, you know, I pick for the Cowboys to beat the Giants by probably three during that game. It's going to be a very close battle, which it usually is between the New Jersey football Giants and the Dallas Cowgirls.
I love how you say New Jersey football Giants.
Where do they play? They don't play in New York, bro.
No, I know. I agree. I think it's weird, though. I think it's weird. I mean, they play New York's biggest shit. You going to tell me they didn't have any room to build a stadium out there? But instead
taxes,
they put it.
Brother, taxes.
Well, I'm just saying. But, we're still waiting to find out. I don't have anything new on it yet. I'm waiting to find out if when Bones Jones is going to be stripped of his light heavyweight championship. He was
what is it with these professional athletes pissing hot?
Oh, I know. That's what kills me. Like, you're not setting a good example. And you're ruining your life, like literally ruining your career. You know you're going to get drugged. You know you're going to get piss tested. So why do it? Like, you know you're going to get piss tested. You know, and it's not one of those things where, you know, it's not like the typical guy can go out and be like, hey, I'll pay you $10 for some clean piss. It's not going to happen. They're gonna test you. They are gonna spend a little bit more money. They could take blood if they wanted to. You're not beating that one. I'm sorry, buddy. You're not beating that one. And what gets me though is that these people do this stupid shit, knowing they'll get caught up, and they do.
Right.
So now you have the UFC light heavyweight champion, John Bones Jones. And everybody thought he was going to – everybody knew he was going to win. Like, I know a lot of people were going against him. But either way, he wins last month, pisses hot, and then – so we're now waiting for the UFC to strip him of his title. Now, is it going to happen? We don't know. But – I mean, they should.
Yeah, I read that article and it says that they're going to strip them. So hopefully, I don't understand professional players that piss hot. It's stupid. It's moronic. It's like, well, I got the world by the short and curlies. I'm just gonna pull it and drop out. It's stupid, man. It's hold on to that short and curly, damn it. One day it's going to be gone, and, well, you just missed it all away.
It's going to turn gray first.
Exactly, and then the bitch is going to fall out.
So I don't understand it, man. I really – well, here's what I don't get. Why does it take so long for them to strip this title? They've got the failed drug screen. Okay, so why does it have to take so long? Why not get it done and over with?
Well, you gotta give it another round. No. You're innocent until proven guilty. Well, he proved guilty. They're probably gonna piss test him again just to make sure that it was a clean sample, or maybe the piss holder did something funky with it. There's rumors of that goes around, and that type of thing. So there's some due diligence that the UFC has to do just to make sure that everything's above board and that the piss holder didn't cheat the champ.
And I we'll go with that. But at the same time, they could have done another fucking drug. They could have went back and did another drug screen a week later. They're like, oh, it's bad. Strip the title. Set up a new title fight, because these people that are waiting to get in line are still waiting for the chance, and it's taking them forever to get it done. I mean, they kind of need to hurry up, and I think they need to speed up the process a little bit.
Well, you seem to be very gun happy on speeding up processes of people laying out on the mat, not quite ready, already knocked out. You're yelling at the ref yesterday for not calling the match because there was still life in that body. You saw it. She trying to, it looked like her arm was flailing. She wasn't tapping. So don't call the match. And now, now you're saying that people need to piss more or, do it again. And it's just, it's crazy, man.
I go to work and they tell me I got to take a urinalysis, and then I take it. And if it comes
right
back, if it was tampered with or bad or anything. Yeah. Right then and there. Say, if I got to go, then I got to go down. I got to take my test. So
right.
I take it. And if something happens,
you don't
with
have
it,
to go. What if you don't gotta go? And, well, in just your last statement, you're saying, well, it needs to be done right now, but I don't gotta go. So are you gonna fire me because I can't take a piss?
No, actually, they've made me sit there and wait until you do have to go. They make you drink water. They're like, oh, there's plenty of water here to drink, and you can sit here and wait. But they don't allow you to leave. So you sit there, you wait.
They do understand that water dilutes that, right?
I'm just telling you. I'm telling you the process.
Hey, I'm just saying.
Hey, right. I'm just saying. So they tell you to do this, and then if it comes back and it's non-conclusive because of issue, whatever, they'll have you retake it. But you're retaking that test within a week. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
Everywhere
and
I've
so,
ever been, any drug test
and
results
so how
are back.
Do you know you're already hanging the UFC out to dry. You're already putting him on the cross with the thorns on his head already. How do you know they haven't done that?
No,
how
I'm
do you
not
know
saying,
they haven't done it?
I'm not saying they haven't, but it's
Dana
over
White,
a month.
You're crucifying the UFC for facts that you don't know. You're being very snowflakey today, I think.
I'm not saying that I'm not crucifying them. I just think that the process could go a little bit quicker than what they're allowing it to go. It
right.
should go quicker than what they're allowing it to go. I mean, like
so,
I said,
so
this happened a month ago.
Business, so at your place of business, should they, you know, be sooner than a week?
Well, I mean, if the test results get back within less than a week, and I piss hot.
Oh, yuck. Oh, what the dude? No. Why? What?
Hey.
You're horrible, man.
No.
Do not send that shit to my screen, man. What is wrong with you? What is wrong with you? We're live on the radio with two listeners listening to us, and you send that to
two
me?
Listeners.
All right, touche.
I'll listen to you.
Touche.
Two listeners.
See, the only time you send that stuff to me is when I'm on my A game, and I feel today I'm on my A game today.
Oh man!
Wouldn't you agree? I go roundy, 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 and smashy, 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 and, you know, there's a couple things I'd like to smash. That wouldn't be one of them.
Oh, that's funny.
Maybe after
that's
a
so
shavy,
funny.
Shavy, shavy, shavy. Bring the weed whacker, that dumb bitch. No, wait, sorry.
Oh, shit, that's funny. So,
You're an asshole. sorry. We got people listening to us in their offices, so I gotta go PG again. I apologize to the people that are listening to us in your office. We are not your typical morning show. If you're looking for a Mike and Mike in the morning, or if you're looking for, you know, your PG-13 morning show, you might want to turn the channel.
So,
public service
a representative for the World Boxing Council has released.
All right.
They were talking and said that they talking
really?
About the belt that was made.
They were talking,
for the
G. They were talking.
The belt that was made specially for the Conor McGregor Floyd Mayweather fight.
Jesus!
They literally spared no expense. In addition to the $400 million, they get the official, quote-unquote, money belt. It is loaded with gold and diamonds. We are talking 3 pounds of gold and 3,300 diamonds on a belt.
To the pawn shop I go. Woohoo!
I am sending you the image over. Right now.
Oh, no. No. We are not looking at any more images that you send me. Sorry. Not going to happen.
No, go look at the belt. I sent you the picture of the belt.
No. I don't want to.
Yes, do it.
I'm sure you did. All right. Let me look. Jesus.
It even says money belt. Mayweather McGregor. 1.5 kilograms of 24 karat gold. That's roughly 3.3 pounds.
Yeah?
And then there's 3,360 diamonds.
I got a beast port getting ready to happen on my road here. I'm going to have a cat fight. That's a beast port right there, man. A little pussy fight.
So it has, in addition with the 3.3 pounds of gold, it also has 3,360 diamonds placed throughout the piece, with an additional 600 sapphires and 160 emeralds. And the belt itself is made from crocodile leather.
Wow.
Now, it's not the first high-priced belt of the World Boxing Championship. They've made a Mayweather for that they had made for a Mayweather fight. They actually commissioned a special emerald belt when Floyd fought Manny Pacquiao, which was valued at $1 million.
Right.
Now, this belt does not – they don't actually say what this belt is actually valued at, which that probably won't come out until after the fight and people have got the belt home, whoever the winner is, Conor McGregor. But we are not biased here.
Put it up for pawn because it says Money Mayweather on there, and you don't want that shit in your house.
Right. Now – now, it does say the money belt, and it does have McGregor's name on it. So, if McGregor wins this fight, can Floyd Mayweather get mad if he starts going around calling himself Money McGregor?
Touché. Hey, man, on the Farmer text line, I got a message saying you got to stop being a negative Nancy today.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. You're kind of being like a Floyd right now.
Oh, listen to you.
I told you, man, I'm on it. I'm on it.
Oh,
hey,
you're
and
so...
what's that IT company? What's that IT company that helps us out?
Well, since you asked so nicely... Midwest IT Support Help Desk for all your IT support and help needs
name.
That you need.
Right.
Now, are you done? Are you done? They do service Indiana, Ohio, and Kentucky with on-site service, but they also offer nationwide remote support. Make sure you guys give them a call at 765-239-9668 and they'll be able to help you out with your problems. And when you guys give them a call, make sure you guys tell them that you heard about them on your Morning Cup of Sports. That number again is 765-239-9668. They make IT easy.
Hey, is there like an abbreviation for their name?
IT. IT help.
I love it. I love it, B. My negative Nancy, I ask a pretty good question, and he's like, I don't know. I don't got the answers. I'm going to make some bullshit answer up. IT. All right. Part one for Evans today. He doesn't get many on me.
Well, I mean, you think about it, Midwest IT support. We call them MITS.
We call them MITS. There it is. We created a name for a company that probably doesn't want it today. MITS. Trying to figure out. I'm on my daily ride in the mobile command center. I'm looking for a business to plug right now. So, no, I don't want to plug that one. You're too ugly to plug.
Oh.
I mean,
I'm gonna plug something here that's gonna get a lot of searches on Google now.
All right, plug it.
McDonald's, an alleged authentic list of the 33 ingredients that goes into the Big Mac secret sauce has officially been shared online.
Right. I got a Big Mac secret sauce, but I can't say it on air.
Makes you wonder how many people are going to be searching for that.
Yeah, but they don't tell you how much of the ingredients. They just give you the ingredients. They don't tell you how to put it in.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, you think, They don't know. I mean, they'll figure it. People figure it out. People have no lives. They'll figure it out. They will find a way to figure it out.
Yes, they will. There's really no good businesses that I want to plug today, man. Kind of hurt.
Now, when was the last time?
Oh, Jesus. Okay.
Now, here's my thing. Okay. Name one of your favorite college players, okay? Now, it doesn't have to be any sport specifically, but one of your favorite college players that never made it to the big leagues.
There's so many. I would go with Stephen Patton, the general.
Okay.
General Patton.
All right. Oh, man, is he not going to – is he Asian? Is he
Careful.
Asian?
Nah.
Okay.
He's Canadian.
Well, you know where I was going with that.
Our talk
from yesterday.
There
now,
we are. If you have a Mudslinger's drive-through coffee, go get yourself your morning cup of coffee at Mudslinger's. You don't have a Mudslinger's, just go find some mud and sling it. So anyway, I random farmer left field. So yes, Stephen Patton, college hockey player for the University of North Dakota Fighting Sioux. He was an All-American, was the captain. He was one of the best players on the team, and he didn't get to go to the show. So why did I say that?
Now, did he not get drafted, or what was the issue there?
Well, he did get drafted. Professional hockey is a little weird. He got drafted as a freshman, and in hockey, you can either A, take it, or B, not. He decided to not go to that particular draft, and he decided to continue with college. And then after that, he didn't want to go play for that team, so he tried out somewhere else.
Well, the only reason I'm bringing that up is because, and I know you know how much I love doing this, and I'm going to say Anthony Passo, so you already know what track I'm on, and hopefully his phone's
Passo!
Just going off right now. Maybe his phone's going off right now. He needs to call in. He'd enjoy this conversation with me, but.
Well, sure
I've got to bring up Colin Kaepernick real quick.
Oh,
so,
Jesus.
There was more than a couple thousand protesters rallying up outside the NFL headquarters demanding, okay, now this is what gets me, demanding Colin Kaepernick gets signed to a team in the NFL. Now, here's my thing. He didn't
it's
get
not
fired.
His job.
Well, no, hold on. He didn't get fired because of what he did. Because of his kneeling stand. I don't even know how you call that. Do you call it a knee? Do you call it a stand? I don't know. His social outcry for injustice. I don't get it. I don't know what to call it. But either way, he makes a decision. He chose to leave the sport in search of what he wants. Now, he wants to come back, and because they disagreed with what he did, whether it was within his right or not, they disagreed with it. And they don't want to hire him back. So we got people protesting, demanding that they pay for him or that they bring him back to the NFL. It's not like they fired him because of it. Now, had they fired him because of it, then they could claim a whole racial profiling, and they'd have a fight. Guy willingly quit the league on his own terms and then walked out. And if you remember this, he actually walked out. They said that everybody walked out with smiles on their faces, and it seemed to be a happy deal on Kaepernick's end. Kaepernick seemed to be happy with the agreement that they had reached. So he left on his own accord, and yet these people are sitting here because he can't get back into the league because of the stand that he chose to make. They're all like, oh, my gosh, this is, you know. And they wrote a letter to the NFL saying it's indisputable that long-held – yeah. It's indisputable. It is indisputable that long-held racial beliefs are embedded in the fabric of the NFL and many of these beliefs are still governed who makes it to the
Burn
field.
Burn it down. Tear it down. Tear it down. Tear down the NFL. All right.
I just.
I got an outcry.
Now, the NAACP also is saying that Kaepernick is being
blackballed. Oh, Jesus. Here we go.
Yo, I know it. I had to bring it, it's just funny. I had to bring this up. They're saying that Kaepernick's being blackballed. Okay, so if Kaepernick is being blackballed, then why is it that the Seattle Seahawks still have a couple of players on their team? Why is it the 49ers didn't get rid of their people? Why is it that the Cleveland Browns, 11 players that decided to take a knee during the national anthem, are still employed on the field today? Why? Because it fits under their Freedom of Speech Act, yes. But that clearly goes to show that it's not Kaepernick being blackballed. Just nobody wants him because they're already stuck with these guys in contract. Kaepernick left. Now, had he stayed in the league, he'd still be in the league. You know, had he not gone, then he'd still have a damn job. He shouldn't have left.
Right. So, here's my dime on it. I'm going to put 5 on this one. Okay, I'm not gonna put any more than 5 on it. Ladies and gentle germs, please educate yourself before coming towards me about Colin Kaepernick. Okay? 1.
Are you saying I didn't educate myself?
No, I'm talking other jabronis.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, wait a minute.
Quit. No. Eric, he quit the San Francisco 49ers. The San Francisco 49ers didn't quit him. The San Francisco 49ers didn't fire him. The San Francisco 49ers didn't release him. Colin Kaepernick, the white / black guy, quit. So the white / black guy, Colin Kaepernick, is technically, technicalities, I love putting monkeys in the wrench. Or wrench in the monkey. Not quite sure which way that one's supposed to go. But he is technically, technicality, still under contract with the San Francisco 49ers. So, yes, Farmer says it. So if Colin the white, half-white, half-black guy wanted to get signed by another team, the San Francisco 49ers would have to release him from their contract. B?
No, I'm just letting this soak in for a moment.
Marinate that baby in there. Marinate it.
I was just letting it soak in for just a moment.
Put some barbecue sauce on that. Marinate it up. Get some grape soda, too, while you're at it. Take a drink. I love me some grape Kool-Aid, though. Oh, I love grape Kool-Aid.
If that's the way it's going to be, though, you know, I applied to work for a company about 3 years ago, and I didn't get in. And then I found out they were hiring again, so I went and I applied, and I didn't get the job. Well, you know, for a long time, I thought, you know, well, maybe I'm just underqualified, which, you know, that was, I seriously thought that's what it was. That's what they told me. But maybe, just maybe, I've been blackballed from the company, and I need to rally up outside of their office and get people behind me, and I have been blackballed by a company that I never even worked for because, I mean, it's just social injustice to me, I think. I won't say racial, right. I'll say social injustice.
Right.
I mean, okay. If everybody else is doing it, why not me, right?
Right.
I mean, I...
You know, in the surfing news, the water's been flopped.
So there ain't much to talk about there.
Nope. Flat water. And the bears in Alaska are still eating fish. They're catching very awesomely. I still want to check their license and their permit. But, you know, I think I'm going to let that slide today.
I was going to say, yeah, if you got the balls to go up and ask a bear, a grizzly, a full-grown grizzly for his permit to be out in the water fishing, you've got a big, big set of blue jeans that you wear.
Right. As long as I bring my iron, somebody can take a picture.
Hey, while you're getting mauled by a bear, that's extreme ironing right there to the finest moment. Getting mauled by a bear while you're ironing your socks.
Yes. Yes.
Hey, there you go. There's something else I wanted to ask. There's something else I could ask you. Why in the hell do people iron their socks? Now, shirts I can understand. Pants I can understand. But your socks.
Mm-hmm.
Why? I mean, I have a suit. I've ironed my suit before.
You do?
To get the wrinkles out. I have. What? A suit? Or I've
really?
Yes. Yes. Now, yeah, I know, right?
Is that for only when people die or what?
As of the last few years, yeah, pretty much. Pretty much.
Gotcha. All right.
I mean, in all honesty, I don't ever really wear it, and I don't really need to for anything. But, you know, seriously, why do people iron their socks? And I know that somebody could answer that question for me, Farmer. You know who that would be?
I'm going to guess Trucker JJ.
It's Trucker JJ. You want to see what he has to say about sock ironing?
I would love to hear what the famous trucker does he iron his socks? We'll find out. Bring him on.
Good morning on your morning cup of sports. What is up, Trucker JJ? And do you iron your socks?
Yes. Good morning, y'all. we have freshly ironed, and we use the Snuggle in the dryer. It gets rid of your static clean, and all you got to do is match them up with all the variety of different socks because you're a guy and you have multiple people in your household, so you do all the socks to one load. And now you just got to match them up. Then while you're matching them up, that's when you iron them out because you're ironing out which one goes with which one. Okay.
You hear that, Farmer? Trucker JJ likes to snuggle. He likes to snuggle.
Yeah, he does. How you doing, guys?
Snuggle. Hey, when it comes out the dryer, I want to make it smell clean because I know it smells like going in. All right. Let that go right there.
Wait a minute. We're still talking about clothes, right? Is that what we're talking about?
Yes.
Okay.
He said, I know what it. He said, I know what it smelled like going in.
Right.
Now, seeing how that Brian brought up Capra Prick again, a couple interesting things. Well, before we get to Capra Prick, the one about asking the bear for permits, may I inform you that the greatest linebacker ever to play in NFL, Jack Lambert, now works for the Forest Rangers. So if anybody can go and ask a bear, and the bear will say, yes, sir, here's my permit, it'll be Jack Splat Lambert. All right.
There you go.
Hold on. Jack Lambert works as a forest ranger.
My understanding is in Ohio, but I wouldn't swear to about the Ohio part.
I wonder.
Yeah, done that.
I wonder how many bears he's actually tackled.
I wonder how many people saw him coming and didn't go get a fishing permit and said, "Oh shit!" All right, what's our limit?
That
our
sure would have been me.
Did get a permit. We got six.
Yeah.
Okay, we have a limit of six. We have seven here. We're going to call this one bait. How you doing, sir? I mean, forget the fact that you don't know he's Jack Lambert yet, but you got to figure, this dude is, what, 6'4", 6'6"? Okay, you know, so there is, you know, the first problem. You know, not to mention that, okay, we'll just leave the rest of the forestry department alone for right now. Now, on the Capra Prick issue, yes. See, that's what people don't want to accept is what you both have mentioned. Brian, you more reluctantly, but here we go, is that Capra Prick opted out of last year's contract, and that's more, you know, that's his decision. And I do believe, now if I'm wrong, because I forgot to double check this, but I think his last game was against Chicago, and he had like a 12 quarterback rating. If you're only as good as your last game, hell, there's your sign, boys and girls. Now,
right.
Which brings us to the Cleveland Browns on Monday night, a game that I think I did say Cleveland would win 35-31. Now, what made me think that Cleveland was going to score more than once, one touchdown, I have no idea, but it just seemed like a good call for the prediction on Monday's show. Needless to say, yeah, that ain't happening. Okay, but now, with them kneeling, the Cleveland Browns have a home opener against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Now, Harrison has mentioned that if you're kneeling, you better be in a wheelchair. So this could get real interesting, and did you ever think of what the repercussions would have been if someone from the other team, when you just pulled kneeling for the national anthem, go over and kick their ass, and we have a brawl before the game? If anybody could do that and get twice the fine as your average person, it'll be James Harris. So, I don't know that he will. He has not said. I have not read where he has said he's going to do anything. But it'd be an interesting thing to happen. And wondering what the fallout would be from that. It's kind of like,
well,
one
you know,
what do y'all think?
Trucker JJ, it wouldn't be the first time that the Pittsburgh Squealers, you know, started a open field fight. So, you know, they tend to do that.
We haven't done that in a while. Generally, it's the Bengals starting it, and we just got to, like, keep them in check because that's what the Pittsburgh Steelers do.
Right.
Here we go.
And then the game gets canceled, and, you know, grown-ass men just can't play football.
Yeah, well, the thing is, this is not like, you know, a bad hit on a receiver or, you know, something along those lines. What this is standing up for the United States of America. You don't like it, get out, okay? Nobody's keeping you here. That go right there for right now. And,
there you go.
Nah.
Now,
did you guys have another topic? Because I didn't quite get called in yesterday. I had a couple of questions and comments about yesterday's show. If you wanted to, or if you had something else you wanted to bring up for today.
Well, Farmer, you want to answer some questions, or you want to talk about something else that interests me also? Which we could talk about that tomorrow and answer questions today if you want.
Yeah, Trucker, go and ask your questions, brother.
All right. Didn't drive a light last night, so
make them short and sweet, just like me, because we're short on time.
Yeah, I know. Sorry, I'm running behind. That about the NFLPA president talking about a strike for the 2020 season. I had not noticed them starting negotiation much before, a year before the end of the contract before. What are your thoughts on that?
Oh.
Go ahead, Farmer.
Ryan.
Now,
go ahead, Farmer.
The facts is where I'm going right now. Generally, negotiations generally only starts in the off season before that season. Am I right on that, or do you figure I'm wrong on
Correct.
That?
Correct. Well, I would assume it would start before that season. So, but, you know,
right.
if they're going to be proactive and try to keep football playing, they may start now, especially if the sides are too far apart. But based on the statements that I have heard, where Brian, you know, told us about a Bengal player and some other player and some other jabroni, they don't care if they play or not. Because by that time, by 2021 or 2028 or 20 whatever it was, they're not going to be playing in the NFL. So they could care less. And that right there is a shitty way to even think. So
exactly.
My opinion to the NFL Players Association is go shove your contract so far up your candy asses, and if you don't want to play for the money that you guys are making, which is the most money in any professional sport besides Money Mayweather, And he's just a rare duck. Well, then let the scabs play. Let the scrubs play, and let's have the movie, The Replacements, come true. Because you know what? There's a lot of people out there that get cut from football or play in the German Football League or play in arena football or something else like that that would love to play for the National Football League. So you know what I tell these scrubs that think that they don't make enough money or anything else like that? Fine. Don't play football. There's somebody out there that will, and they'll play for much less than what you think you're worth.
Now, see, here's another interesting thing that would be, I doubt this is going to happen, but if Vince McMahon fires up the XFL again right before contract time, that could get interesting kind of quick. Now, what was really cool is about the various things they put on the back of the jersey. I think the number one that everybody remembers is Mr. He Hate Me.
Right.
I thought that was great. But, or if an upstart league, you know, basically going after it the way McMahon did in the offseason. So, of course, not really going head-to-head with the NFL at all. The USFL went bad. It's like, yeah, that's going to work. But if you hit them on a strike seat, that can make things kind of interesting. What do you think?
I do agree with you on that, but you know I'm a firm believer in if these overpaid athletes, yes, they are overpaid. If these overpaid athletes don't want to play for what they're making, let some of the people that are, you know, the replacements play, and I would be more than willing to spend my hard-earned money to watch some replacements play football, a game that I love. In a game that they're playing because they love also, and it's not for the money.
Yep. Always nice to get a paycheck. Now, I understand you got 3 minutes left, so I'm going to make this real quick. I used to think that the, you know, college professional players are paid too much, but let me run this by you. If they're not getting the money, who does? The owners keep it. Because the owners have to go through the weight training and all that. Are the owners dealing with concussions, whether or not they were reported or not? No. So, therefore, if they can get it, go for it, have at it. Another perspective. It took me a while to get that one figured out.
Right.
All right. That's all I got to say about that. I know you guys are about ready to head out. So, y'all enjoy your coffee, cream, sugar, and all that, and I'll be sitting here drinking sweet tea. Yeehaw.
All right, JJ. Have a good one, brother.
Have a good one, brother.
Yeah. Check y'all Monday. Actually, you're on tomorrow, huh?
Yes, sir.
See y'all tomorrow, then. Bye-bye.
Later, brother.
All right, B.
He had a good point. You know, I like it. He's always got good questions. You know what I mean? And so... And it's always interesting.
Definitely didn't touch on the Players Association one, though. I don't want to.
Nope, we did not. I got something interesting for tomorrow that I wanted to discuss with him. It's about Pittsburgh and Mr. Bell, so we'll discuss that tomorrow. But with that being said, I'd like to thank all of you for tuning in today.
All
two of you. But yes, I'd like to thank you guys for tuning in, listening. Farmer, it's always fun doing the show with you. JJ, calling in, buddy.
Definitely, man. It's been fun, you know, this whole 3-week ride. You know, I thought I was only going to do it a day, and management was like, hey, Farmer, you're pretty good at this. I'm like, I know. So I only do one show a week. But hey, here I am. But again, like B. Evans says, you know, we appreciate every single one of you all two of you that tuned in and listened. And just remember, who's the cream? Who's the sugar? And we will catch you guys on Friday.